You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
I'm Isla Taring and you're listening to R1 News. Stay tuned for our news bulletin, Sam Somerville's sports sweep, and my STEM section, which we missed a little bit next week.
Next up for you, this is Why with Te Toku Māori Manawa.
Welcome back to the R1 News at 1. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Ko Tahi, and you just heard Sarah Mary Chadwick with Call It. We've got the bulletin for you right now.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin. Ko te ratu tēnei rā, te kau mā whitu o hepetema mahuru. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of September. Ko Aila tōku ingoa.
Ko Jemima tōku ingoa.
In local news, after advertising beer at an unlawful discount, supermarkets will be temporarily banned from selling alcohol. Across the South Island, New World will have 32 supermarkets undergoing a 48-hour liquor license suspension, 9 of which being within Otago. Originally, alcohol harm prevention team leader from the Alcohol Regulatory and Licensing Authority, Sergeant Ian Pollen, applied for a 5-day ban, but only 48 hours was passed from authority. The discount was originally advertised in December online, where there was a discount of 26.1% for loyalty card holders. The violation, however, was discovered in January. The discount violated the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act, which prevents discounts of alcohol over 25%. 32 out of the total 35 New World supermarkets in the South Island will have their off-license suspension for 48 hours from 7 a.m. on October 8th. $8 million in funding has been granted to the University of Otago from the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment's latest Endeavour Fund investment. Over the course of 3 years, $1 million will be distributed to 8 projects in the university. Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research and Enterprise, Professor Richard Blakey, said that each of these projects will provide real-world impact to Aotearoa New Zealand across primary technology and healthcare industries, with positive flow-on effects for communities. The funding will go towards 1 project from the Information Science Department, 3 projects from the Microbiology and Immunology Department, 2 projects from the Marine Science Department, 1 project from the Pharmacy Department, and 1 project from the Biochemistry Department. In national news, following a court case where 4 Uber drivers were granted workplace protection, the government is introducing new tests that determine whether workers are employees or contractors. Under the original case, Court Appeal Justices Goddard, Ellis, and Wiley concluded that drivers were employees under the Uber company when logged into the app, and therefore were entitled to employee benefits such as leave entitlement, minimum wage, and holiday pay. Workplace Relations Minister Brooke Van Velden outlined 4 criteria that differentiated a contractor from an employee. If all 4 criteria were met, then a worker would be a contractor. These criteria will be amendments to the Employee Relations Act, which Van Velden hopes will be introduced in 2025. Van Velden claims that the new changes would decrease costs in court cases pertaining to workers challenging their employee status through the removal of uncertainty in their position. Van Velden says that there is a range of workers and businesses across the country who are involved in contracting relationships and who will benefit from increased clarity of worker status, which this government will deliver.
In international news, a gunman was recently arrested for a supposed assassination attempt on the former US president and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The incident took place at the Trump International Golf Course, located west of Palm Beach in Florida. The barrel of an AK-style gun was seen by agents peeking out from bushes 270 to 560 meters away from Trump. FBI agents fired 4 to 5 rounds of ammunition before the man could make an attempt at the former president. The man attempted to flee the scene by getting in a car. A witness took place of the vehicle and the number plate and reported it to authorities. The man was then pulled over and apprehended. In a statement, Trump said, "There were gunshots in my vicinity, but before rumors start spiraling out of control, I wanted you to hear this first. I am safe and well." In addition, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have also extended their own statements, both addressing that violence has no place in America. And lastly, it is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori this week. Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori is Aotearoa's annual celebration of Te Reo to uplift and support the language. The theme for Te Wiki 2024 is Ake Ake Ake, a forever language, which represents the resilience, adaptability, and endurance of our reo. Ake 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 symbolizes hope and resilience. It also reflects the commitment of New Zealanders embracing and learning Te Reo long into the future for resources and to share your reo journey. You can head to reomaori.co.nz.
This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Tuesday, the 17th of September. Today's bulletin was written and read to you by Isla Taring and Jemima Lorimer.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
This is R1 News. Next up, we have Sam Somerville's Sports Sweep.
Sports Sweep with Sam Somerville, your weekly roundup of the biggest sports news on the R1 News at 1.
This is Radio 1 News. I'm Sam Somerville, hosting your Sports Sweep for the 17th of September. In football news, the All Whites had a 1-1 draw against the United States in a thrilling match, with Ben Wayne scoring a deflected goal in the 89th minute of the game.
Wiley getting back, gets ahead to it. McKenzie has to get a shot, and it's gone over the top, put the keeper in, and New Zealand have levelled. A fortuitous goal. Ben Wayne, the substitute, takes advantage, and it's 1-1 with 2 minutes left to play.
The All Whites recorded 8 shots, with 4 of those being on target, significantly more than the 2 shots managed against Mexico last week. The All Whites will be hopeful to qualify for the 2026 FIFA World Cup via the newly created Oceania route, with their first match in the qualifying round on the 11th of October against Tahiti. Manchester City remain the only Premier League team unbeaten after 4 matches. Erling Haaland has performed once again, scoring 2 goals against Brentford on Sunday.
It's a ball which Haaland will get the better of. He's lost Pinnock. He scores again. 2 goals in 13 minutes.
Brentford went 1-0 up against City within 22 seconds of kickoff. However, Haaland's goals saw City claim victory in a 2-1 win. Haaland has become the highest scoring player within 4 games of any Premier League season, with a tally of 9. In rugby news, the Black Ferns fell short in a 24-12 loss against England's Red Roses on Sunday. The Roses led 17-0 at the break, increasing their lead to 24 shortly after the restart. New Zealand attempted a comeback and scored 2 tries in 8 minutes. However, it wasn't enough to hold off the World Cup runner-ups. This is England's second successive win against the Black Ferns.
Will be that. The Black Ferns. Red Roses that have done the job again.
In motorsport news, Lando Norris had a shock qualifying run at the Formula One Azerbaijan Grand Prix after starting 15th position out of 20. The British driver was not able to set a representative lap time due to being forced to slow down as another driver left the track. Oscar Piastri won the race in dramatic fashion following a second-to-last lap crash involving Ferrari's Carlos Sainz and Red Bull's Sergio Perez.
But it's Carlos Sainz who gets by, and this one's not over yet. We're heading into the wall at high speed. Sainz and Perez make collision. Make a collision at high speed. Perez is out. He's out of the Grand Prix, and on the penultimate lap of the race, that's the moment that wins the Grand Prix for Oscar Piastri.
The result saw McLaren overtake Red Bull in the championship standings and also saw F2 drivers Franco Colapinto and Oliver Bearman score points in only their second race of the season as they stepped in as replacements. I'm Sam Somerville, and that was your Sports Sweep for the 17th of September. Radio 1.
E Tautoko Wana, Radio 1 I te reo Māori.
Welcome back to the R1 News at 1 on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Today is Tuesday the 17th of September and right now for you we've got STEM News with Isla Taring.
STEM News with Isla Taring on the R1 News at 1.
Hi there, it's Isla with my STEM segment. Today we're going to be covering something that was originally set for last week but got a little bit delayed. Bit inspired by the character Translucent from the show The Boys. He's a character that has the ability to become invisible, and this is able to occur when his skin is reordered into what is described as a carbon metamaterial state. His carbon skin is then able to bend light around his body, which allows him to be invisible. Doritos may be able to do something similar, although not in its entirety. Tartrazine, or FDNC Yellow 5, is a common dye used in a lot of processed food. This September, scientists have found a way to make tissues transparent using it. Tissues themselves are made from a variety of fluids, fats, and proteins. Some examples of tissues are skin and muscle. These components interact and bend light in a different way. When light hits the objects and reflects back into our pupil, it allows us to perceive these objects. Tissues appear opaque because when light passes through the tissue, it encounters a range of materials. The light, when passing through the object and then back to our eyes, is scattered. Therefore, it appears more opaque despite a lot of these materials being in a liquid suspension. By applying the dye, light is able to travel through the material in a different way, as this dye is able to absorb different types of light. Therefore, the light is able to move through the tissue with less scattering, making them more transparent. When laser light that emits a particular wavelength, illuminates an object, it diffuses the light and produces a speckled pattern. If there is movement inside the object, like cells or blood vessels in the tissue, then these speckles fluctuate in intensity. The name of this technique is laser speckle contrast imaging. By applying the Dorito dye to a mouse's scalp and in conjunction with the laser technique, researchers observed blood vessels within the brain. When applying the dye to the abdomen, researchers could see intestinal contractions undergoing digestion and other respiratory movements. Dye on the leg also allowed appropriate discretion of muscle fibers under the skin. The transparent effect is also reversible, with a simple wash restoring the tissue to its previous form. In addition, the food-safe nature of the dye meant that it would be able to be applied to mice safely. However, one downside is that tissues can only become transparent if they have a depth of 3 millimeters. Philip Keller, a biologist at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute's Janilia Research Campus in Ashburton, Virginia, suggests this could be useful in understanding nervous systems and neurodegenerative diseases within mouse models in a less invasive monitoring method to live animals.
The R1 News at 1 with a forecast.
It is so freaking cold right now. I'm Jemima and I'm here with your weather forecast for today. Honestly, I feel like we can just look outside the window and read the vibes. It is kind of fighting to snow here. And we're just going through patches of like rain and sleet. And we're getting a little bit of sunshine. But there's plenty of winds. You should be wrapped up nice and warm. Anyway, the South Island as a whole is experiencing like a winter blast. There are roads closed. Right around Linda's Pass was closed. And there are actually eyes to be kept on the Dunedin-Waitati road heading north out of Dunedin. They are putting a potential snow warning on that. They say it might close depending on snow. But we'll have to see how the situation unfolds. Make sure you keep warm. This has been the R1 News for Tuesday the 17th of September. Thank you so much for joining us. If you missed any of the show, including Sam Somerville's Sports Sweep, as well as Isla's STEM segment, make sure you head to R1 News, wherever you get your podcast, to get caught up. Ka kite.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1, here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily, wherever you get your podcasts. or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
And you, all the colours. And you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.